Next question. This is a depressing one. So the question is, what would be the likely effects of a major economic collapse far beyond the severity of the 2008 crisis, either, you know, during the Romney-Obama presidency? Now, let me just say, I don't think it's a certainty that there will be a major economic collapse during the next administration, whoever wins the election. We're taping this just before the election, so I'm not sure who's won. Peter Schiff, a well-known commentator on economic issues and who's a very good economic thinker, is pretty convinced that an economic collapse is imminent. I don't agree with him necessarily. I think that if nothing changes, some kind of major economic crisis is on the horizon, but how far that horizon is, I don't know. It could be next year. It could be 10 years from now. It'll look bad. It could look very, very bad. The mistakes that the Federal Reserve and our federal government have been making economically have been getting worse and worse. They've been compounding errors. So every time they try to solve a crisis, they make it worse and they set up the next crisis to be much, much bigger than the previous crises. So the errors are being compounded on top of one another. But how that exactly manifests itself? It could, for example, manifest itself in hyperinflation, where you see a complete collapse of the U.S. dollar, prices going through the roof, people having to adjust prices on a daily basis, people running to buy fixed goods, goods that actually maintain their value or decrease in value very little as compared to consumables, for example. People trying not to hold cash. We saw such hyperinflation periods many times in human history, or at least in modern history. We saw it in South America in the 1980s. I lived in Israel when there was 1,500% inflation. We saw it in Germany before World War II. Nothing good comes out of this. Of course, there are various outcomes of this. We saw what happened in Germany after the hyperinflation. We saw the rise of fascism. On the other hand, in Latin America, many of the more pro-market reforms occurred in attempts to fix the economy post-hyperinflation. So you could see hyperinflation. But you could also see massive credit deflation in a sense of a contraction of credit, a contraction of money, and people defaulting on their debt left and right, a massive contraction in actual economic activity. And as a consequence, just unemployment going through the roof. By the way, you could see the unemployment go through the roof with inflation. And here I mean by inflation, I mean price inflation, the prices going up, which of course is a symptom of actual inflation, which is the printing of the money. Look, it's going to look ugly. It means people out of work. It means standard of living declining. It means potentially riots in the street. Look at Greece. Look at what's going on in Greece. It means cutting government, which means cutting entitlements to people. And it'll be interesting to see how those people react when those entitlements are cut. It means the private sector increased both uncertainty, but also just increased problems for them. Now, it also all depends on how government responds. Now, there's no reason to believe that it'll respond well by cutting spending, by cutting regulation, and ultimately by cutting taxes. So when we hit the next crisis, I fear it's going to be a lot worse than 2008. It's going to have a real profound impact on the standard of living of Americans, and it's going to be very difficult to get out of because the ideas that shape economic policy have not changed enough to secure that next crisis we respond better than we did in the 2008 crisis.